Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's a Super Bowl champion and NFL MVP.
Mahomes throws for the end zone, the pass caught, wide open, touchdown, Kansas City!
And there's only one place in Kansas City.
Mahomes guns it long for the end zone, wide open, touchdown!
And the only one place in the country.
That's what's great about the NFL. You keep building and trying to play your best football going into the playoffs and trying to get to the Super Bowl.
That talks with Patrick Mahomes every week. And that's right here on 610 Sports Radio, your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Our conversations with the quarterback each week are powered by Google Fiber.
Yeah, I feel good. I mean, obviously, pretty upset about the loss, but yeah, kind of have to move on this league. But physically, I feel fine.
Patrick, if you can, take us through the play, because watching it at home on television, it was a scary hit. Just take us through the play, what you remember, and sort of the next 5 to 10 minutes afterwards.
Yeah, obviously it was fourth and long. I was kind of rolling to the left. Dude kind of grabbed me by my ankle, and on fourth down, you want to try to throw the ball up and give your guy a chance to make a play. So I was trying to do that, and the guy came up, and his knee kind of just caught me right on the right underneath the chin. So obviously didn't feel great at the time, but I kind of took my time to get back up. My guys kind of helped me get to the sideline, and then I had to go through all of the protocol stuff that the NFL kind of has us do. So I was able to go through all that and pass all that, so that I was still good to go into the game. But obviously with the game out of hand, we let Chad get in there, and he played good football.
Watching it and just seeing you sort of walk around on the sideline and then knowing that you didn't go into the locker room was an encouraging sign. Are you optimistic, hopeful that you'll be able to go next Monday against the Giants?
No, I will for sure. I mean, I've been through the protocol a couple times now, and everything seems fine, so I haven't had any symptoms or anything like that. So, I mean, I'm pretty good to go, and just kind of ready to move on and try to find a way to get better this week.
Patrick, obviously there's a lot to get into after yesterday's game. My first thing isn't as much of a question as much of a statement. Yesterday was sort of a everything that can go wrong will go wrong kind of day for you guys. Just nothing really felt right from the very beginning, and obviously it didn't end up very well.
Yeah, no, it was a bad performance by us as a whole. Kind of the only way you can go is up now. I mean, we have to find a way to get better. We have to find a way to kind of come together as a team and find our identity. And kind of, we have to do it now. I mean, it's been a battle this year. We kind of battled through to even be at this point at 3-4. And so now we have to find a way to kind of string something together day by day to be a better team, so that hopefully we can find a way to make a run at it.
Hearing you say that about identity, and Andy also spoke to it as well, one thing that sort of confuses me is I'm surprised that a team that has as much continuity as you guys have offensively, defensively, and the coaching staff, that you guys are still trying to figure out what your identity is almost at the midpoint of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think you want to try to kind of do what you've done the last couple of years and had success with, but obviously it hasn't worked the same way this season. So I'm trying to figure out what's best for this team, what's the best way we can go about finding ways to win games. And doing that, and it's gonna take a battle every single day, and I mean, it's gonna be a great challenge for us. And I mean, why not try to accept it and be as good as we possibly can be?
Obviously, you guys have a lot of strong leaders yourself, Tyrann Mathieu, Chris Jones. As a leader of the team, what do the next 5 to 7 days look like for you guys in order to get this thing back on the path that you guys originally set?
yeah, I think it's going to be sticking together. It's going to be going out there and just maximizing every single day and continue the journey, continue the process. I mean, this league, it's gonna take shots at you. You got to make sure that you continue to go about your business in the right way, kind of grow even more close together as a team. And when people doubt you, you just kind of go out there and prove them wrong. And I think we have the guys in this locker room to do it, and it's just going to take every single day of us being the best that we possibly can be.
You mentioned sort of the doubters and those sort of things. Is that noise creeping into the locker room? Because you're pretty social media savvy. You see the same things that I see online. There's a lot of people questioning you guys and if you guys can turn things around. Do you think any of that noise is starting to creep into the locker room?
I hope not. I mean, to me, I think the guys that we have in this locker room, we understand what we can be. We understand what it takes. It's just about putting in that effort every single day. Obviously, this season hasn't gone the way we want it to, the way we expected, but it's not over. I mean, we still have a long way to go, and if we continue to find ways to get better and find ways to win football games and win practices and win film studies or whatever it is, I believe we have the guys in this locker room that can do what we need to do in order for us to have the success that we want to have.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. His appearances are powered by Google Fiber. What was the mood like on the plane ride back?
I mean, obviously not great. I mean, you lose a game to, against a good quality opponent like that. I mean, you're not going to be any happy on the way home. But, I mean, you have to move on fast in this league. You can't let one loss become two. You have to really move on and become better from the loss. After we kind of went in today and kind of saw everybody, I think guys are ready for the challenge of going up this next week against a good opponent on Monday Night Football.
I asked that question just out of curiosity of wondering, is it like nervous energy? Is it calm energy? Like, you guys haven't been in this situation before. This is really the first time that you guys are sort of on the outside looking in. You guys and your ability to sort of come from behind in these kind of games, is it more like a nervous energy or is it more of, hey, we got the pieces here to try to turn this thing around?
I think guys are excited for the challenge. I know I am, and the guys I talked to today at the facility are excited for the challenge of trying to do something great. I mean, we've obviously came back in games. To be able to come back and kind of change the season around, be a great story to tell. So I'm excited for the challenge of it. I know the guys are excited. And why not start with today? And we're excited to go in, kind of study the film, learn, get better, and be better for it the rest of the season.
I like hearing that, just kind of hearing your tone about the challenge of it. You know, you mentioned yesterday that things have been sort of sunshine and rainbows for you guys, and they kind of have been for the last 2 years, 2.5 years. So I am excited to see how you guys respond to what's been happening so far this season.
Yeah, and it's what makes people great. And it's what makes teams great is how you respond to adversity. And people talk about adversity, but until you're in it, you never know how someone's going to respond. I'm excited to see how guys respond. I mean, it's a battle all season long, and we haven't lost our spirit yet. So I'm excited for the guys to come in the building and be ready to go and hopefully become the best version of ourselves because of it.
Andy said in the press conference yesterday that he's seen things he's never seen before. What does that mean to you? And have you also seen things from this group that you haven't seen before?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about if I've seen things we haven't seen before. I think it's just little things here and there that we're doing that are really just kind of killing all our drives. I mean, if it's a penalty or if it's me not making the right read or if it's me turning the ball over or if it's us not – going through the play the right way. I mean, there's just little things here and there, but in this league, you have to execute to 100% perfection in order to have success. And we're not doing that. And we've been trying to get better at it. We've been trying to get better at it. We've had spurts where we've been great at it, but you have to learn how to do it every single play, every single drive if you want to be a great football team.
You mentioned yesterday about sort of leaving the pocket early when it was clean and doing those things. In terms of your own personal growth and development and just watching film, what does that correction look like for you?
Yeah, it'll take a week of practice of me just really, really focusing on it. I mean, focusing on that, focusing on ball security, doing things that I need to do in order to make myself better. I mean, I want to be the best version of myself for this team. And that takes a little extra work, more than I already do, then I'll do that because I'm going to try to do whatever it takes to be the best version of Patrick Mahomes so I can help out everybody on this team as much as possible.
Where do you think that comes from? Do you think that's just you wanting to make a play downfield, sort of trying to kind of get the big chunk plays to kind of spark this team? Like, this year it has been a little bit more noticeable than in years past, and you've mentioned it before. What do you think kind of causes you to do that on the field?
Yeah, I mean, just trying to compete and trying to win. I mean, you want to try to do whatever you can to win, and when stuff's not going your way, sometimes you get out of your fundamentals. And so that's going to be something that I've always said I got to continue to work on, is those fundamentals and keeping my feet calm and staying within the pocket with a good throwing platform, and letting that other stuff come to me. And I thought I did a good job of that the week before in Washington, but obviously didn't do a good job of it this week against Tennessee. So the D-line that we're playing this next week is a really good defensive line again. So I got to correct that really quickly so that I can help everybody on our offense, including that offensive line.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, for a couple of more minutes. I want to ask you this because I've seen a lot of people say this. I don't feel like I've noticed a change, but you have a really busy life. A lot of things have changed in your life. I think fans want to know, has that maybe taken away some of your focus? Has that maybe kind of changed your routine, changed your schedule a little bit, everything that you have going on?
Not at all. I mean, nothing will ever be as important as football is to me. I mean, it's kind of family, faith and football. I know people talk about that, but that's how I've always lived my life, and those things will always be the most important things to me. And I have other people that help me out and take things off my plate, and they know when it's football season I don't do anything but football, and so that's how I roll, and it's football is what kind of got me here, and I'm not going to let that go by the side. That's what's going to be from the rest of my career.
Just thinking big picture here, you guys have lost to the Bills, Titans, Chargers and the Ravens. I had you guys in that Super Bowl contender list. It's hard for me to keep you in that list knowing the losses. Do you feel like you guys can still go out and win a Super Bowl? Do you still feel like you guys are Super Bowl contenders this year?
Yeah, I mean, we got the players. It's about executing. It's not if when you're at the end of the season and you're in the playoffs, it's not about how you played at the beginning of the season. It's about how you're playing right then. And so for us, it's about getting better each and every week. We got the players to do it. We got the coaches to do it. So now we have to find a way to do it. And I'm excited. Like I said, I'm excited for the challenge. These guys to step up and start making plays, and myself included, to kill the turnovers and everything like that. And then at the end of the season, hopefully we're playing that game and winning it, and we can talk about at the beginning of the season and kind of laugh about it.
Last thing here, and I appreciate your time. I feel like I've asked you this over the last couple of weeks, but what's next? I mean, this is a really important stretch for you guys. This is one of those, like, critical season-changing weeks, I think, potentially for you guys. What's next for you on a personal level over these next couple days and having that extra day? What's next for you guys as a team over the next few days?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to go back to work. I mean, that's all you can do at this time. I mean, you go in, you watch the film, you study the film from last week, and then you go in and you study the film of the opponent you're going to play. You go through the practice schedule, you put in the extra work, at the end of the day, you believe in each other and you believe in your teammates, and you try to go out there and win football games. I mean, that's all you can do in this league, win or lose. I'm excited just to go out there, have another chance to play at Arrowhead Field and play against a great opponent on Monday night.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today. His appearances are powered by Google Fiber. Patrick, man, I know you're a busy man. I appreciate you making time for us today, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.